You're listening to the music of jazz icon Clark Terry, the trumpeter and flugelhornist played with Count Basie and Duke Ellington. He taught Miles Davis and Quincy Jones how to play. Now a new documentary profiles Terry, who's in his 90s, as he mentors a 20-something jazz pianist named Justin Coughlin. The thing is, Justin is blind, and the relationship between mentor and student deepens when diabetes causes the jazz legend to lose his eyesight, too. The film is called Keep On Keepin' On, and it's the debut from Australian filmmaker Alan Hicks. KPLU's Florangela Davila invited the director and the young pianist into the studio.
We'll start with a clip from the movie. We're in Arkansas. Clark Terry is in a robe, wearing an oxygen mask, and from his bed, he's coaching Justin Coughlin, who sits beside him. Justin, when you're sitting there and he's mumbling, coaching you, what's that feel like?
When we're together like that, we're in the zone, I think. We're going through that process where he's getting me to understand something, and that's what we're focused on, and we're both working at it together. But it really has been just a beautiful experience to just spend time with him, and then on top of that, to be able to learn all that he has to share.
Your friendship keeps getting described as unlikely. There's about a 70 age gap between the two of you. But when I see you guys together, it doesn't seem like it's that strange.
I think that's the beautiful thing about music in general, is that it really does bring unlikely pairings or groups together.
But do you think you have a special bond, Justin, because you're blind and he's lost his sight?
I think that's what initially brought us together. I think it serves as an example of how he is with so many of his students. He just cares that much about everybody. That's the remarkable thing.
That comes out in his sound, too, I reckon.
The Aussie you're hearing is director Alan Hicks.
You know, Clark's absolutely known for having, like, the warmest sound, you know. There's a thread through the film, too, about finding your own voice. And that's really a massive thing in Clark's teaching, is how to find your own voice.
There's a line that I think Quincy Jones is quoted as saying, it's just really hard to even describe what Clark Terry has taught him. I'm wondering if you, Justin, can describe you've learned.
One thing that I sort of learned during the filming was he's always in the moment, and that's sort of what jazz is all about, being in the moment and changing and adapting. That's how learning from him would be.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
We would be in there, in his room, me at the piano, and him singing for hours, you know, 3 or 4 hours, and it wouldn't necessarily really get stale because he would constantly always be thinking of new things. That, I think, sums up how he is in life, too. He's always so, what word, effervescent? I mean, like, full of charisma. Those are not good words for it, but it's something. He's got such a spirit about him.
How perfect is it that you're seeing iDog is named Candy, and it's a song Clark Terry plays so well?
He loves Candy.
Yeah, he loves that dog.
When I call him on the phone, it's always, hey, CT, how's it going? Well, how's Candy? You know, that's pretty much his first question. It's like, well, she's fine. She's chilling.
Did you know that you were going to be the subject, that your life was so interesting enough to carry an entire documentary?
Absolutely not. When Al asked me, I thought, I guess, like, you know, good luck going through, like, hours of nothing. And then stuff just happened.
Like Clark Terry introducing you to Quincy Jones and then you go on tour?
Spoiler alert.
What more can I say? What more can we say?
I don't know. Is that a spoiler alert? I don't know. Alan, you're a drummer, and Clark Terry was also your teacher. Is there a connection between being a musician and being a filmmaker?
a lot of from what Clark would teach is repetition and stick with it. All those little gems that he had given me over the years would just sing to me all the time when I was having tough moments while we were making the film, you know, because we'd run out of money constantly. But it never came into my mind that I should stop, you know. And that's definitely Clark just in his way saying, keep going, keep going, keep going, you know.
Which is the name of the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, totally.
The film is called Keep On Keepin' On. It plays today at SIFF and it'll be released across the country this summer. I'm Florangela Davila, KPLU News.